Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We're doing it. How do we start?
It's happening. Welcome to Smell You Later, a podcast about smells.
We'll come up with something.
We'll come up with something better, but for now it's about smells. I'm your co-host, Sable Young.
And I am your other co-host, Tynan Sinks.
And we're going to talk about some smells, basically. Sorry, this is a little bit... This is our first time doing this. Bear with us. So the reason we did a podcast about smells is because Tynan and I are, I guess, we... Do they call them like perfume heads?
I don't know. Frankly, I don't know what they call me, but
fragrance.
I've been called quite a bit.
We really love fragrance.
So
all kinds.
We're beauty writers, and we've been doing it for quite a while.
A couple years.
Since I started in, my God, what, 2011?
Dude, whoa.
I know. Scary. I started writing about fragrance pretty early on in my career and just kind of kept with it. And it was always pretty exciting to me because... Fragrance is the one thing, I mean, obviously, since you only experience it with one of your senses, that you really, when you're writing about it, you have to find a way to bring it to life. And it sort of opens a lot of doors for you creatively as a writer that you might not get with foundation or whatever. And that's what I love about it. And that's why I've kept with it for so long.
Absolutely. That's similarly why I love fragrance. It's the one, I guess, beauty thing. Maybe not even beauty, like tool of self-expression that is completely experiential. Mm. You can experience it on yourself or on other people, but it's in the moment. It's like theater. You only see it once.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also like different on everyone else.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Skin chemistry. It's a big deal.
And also I remember, like, this is like kind of a sidebar, but I was so young when I started writing about beauty and fragrance specifically, and when I got to fragrance, I knew how I wanted to cover it, but I was like, no one's gonna fucking like this, and or my editor is gonna look at this and be like, what are you doing? But I was like, it's fine. But it seemed to resonate with people, so I mean,
I think so, because I mean, like, fragrance is so, the way it's written about, I feel like, is so markety. Mm. But it doesn't tell me, like, I feel like they just put like adjectives, period, adjective, gorgeous, period, sensual, period. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, they don't really write about them at all, like. No. You said they just give you mood words. Yeah. And it's all like, fragrance marketing is all visual.
Yes,
you know,
all those like ads of, what was it, Dior Homme, or who does Sauvage?
Dior.
Also Dior. Yeah. Shout out to Dior. Like Brad Pitt and Johnny Depp just like slow motion being sultry, and I was like, cool, but what you smell like?
Yeah, exactly. And people also don't have the vocabulary that they do with maybe a foundation or a color product. Mm. That they would like to have in fragrance. So I mean, I get asked that, like, how do you write about fragrance, you know? And it's just like, well, I don't know, I just do it. And it's as simple as that. So I'm a copywriter in beauty right now, and when you shop online on Sephora or Ulta or a brand page, I write all that, you know what I mean? It's funny to me to see a perfume product page and how they blast a fragrance out. Like, they're going to say the notes, of course. Mm-hmm. Because I do think that helps people sort of like construct it in their head, whether or not those, you know, check out on your nose. But just how they bring it to life in other ways. But it is always like very lifeless and very, like you said, like marketing speak. And I don't even know that it tells anyone anything. Not that I'm any better with what I do in fragrance or in beauty, but it's, you know, I'm out here trying.
So. I think you're better.
Thanks.
I like the way you write about fragrance.
You've been my editor for quite a while too.
Yes.
So you can say that.
Only on Allure though. Yeah. Where I used to work, by the way. I've had a job before. Don't get me wrong. I'm not unemployed. I'm self-employed. But yeah, Tynan actually wrote an award-winning fragrance piece for Allure last year, 2018?
I wrote it in 2018 and I won in 2019.
Yes.
Right.
For the Fragrance Foundation. National Fragrance Foundation?
I think just Fragrance Foundation. It's international because they're based out of the UK,
oh,
right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Global.
It was kind of major.
It was kind of a big deal.
And I didn't even know I was nominated for it.
I didn't know either. They're just like, oh, by the way, you won this award. You'll never see it. It's going in a trophy case somewhere. Yeah. I was like, what?
I think I got off a plane and my phone blew up. But, like, I couldn't, like, get Wi-Fi or whatever. So I was like, someone died. What happened? And then I finally figured out what was going on. And I sent you a screenshot. And I think that, like, you were more excited about it than I was. Because I was like, what is this? Like, how did this happen? And you were freaking out about it. Then I started freaking out about it. I don't know.
It was just cool.
It was cool.
Okay, I remember the piece was called How to Live Forever Through Fragrance, which already, like, bam.
Yeah.
Headline. That's like a blockbuster movie title.
That was a bar. Shout out to me.
Hell yeah. It was like a novel. I don't really read fragrance about... Wait, that's not how words work. I don't really read things about fragrance that are so emotionally present, you know? No one really delves into their, like, emotional connection to scent or how scent affects them emotionally, which, duh, is the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, they got it. These big wigs and fragrance finally got it.
Yeah. And I was like, who are you people? But
I don't know, but I knew that.
Well, now, when the funny thing is, a year later, you're up for the same award.
I know, weird, right?
Wow. Circle of life.
Circle of life.
Here we are.
It's the circle of scent. Yeah, well, we'll see. Nothing happens. I don't get money or anything. So it's like literally nothing happens.
It's a flex, and that's all that matters. Flex, yeah, whatever.
It's a frag flex.
You know, you can spend money, but a flex is forever.
Ooh. Hey. Put that in the flex bank. Save that for when I retire. All right. So, as this is a podcast about scents, we figured we should get into, well, for starters, what do you smell like today, Tynan?
So, we're recording this in August.
Yes.
And, I mean, I don't know when we're going to roll them out. Probably fall at some point. But, you know, summer is a really fun time for me and scent because, I don't know, it's summer. And you get to sort of be whoever you
skin,
want to be.
Baby.
Exactly. Skin and, like, sun. So, today I'm wearing something that I never... pull out called Tank Battle from Lush.
Whoa.
And yeah, I'm a really big fan of Lush fragrances, and I know that when I say that there's this perception of how Lush smells, and like that's correct.
Bath
but bombs. Yeah, in like rose jam and
yeah like strong ass bath bombs.
Exactly.
That's what I think of.
But they're actually a really exquisite perfumer, and I have a couple of one of them which is like probably top five for me. If you've never smelled around in Lush, you should definitely do that. But don't stay too long, because then your entire body will smell like the Lush store. Tank Battle, it's not about like tanks like in the army. The concept for Tank Battle is a water tank on the edge of a city. And like, I don't really know what that means, but...
That's more confusing somehow.
Yeah, exactly. They're like a water tank covered in graffiti, yada yada. Anyway, what Tank Battle smells like is essentially bubblegum and metal in one.
Oh.
And it's kind of literal in both ways. And I swear to God, like a year or two ago... in the description, they had also a note of blood in it, but it's gone now.
What?
I know. I need to follow up on that. But it's great. I mean, I love scents that are just like unabashedly sweet and unabashedly like literal. And this is that. I mean, it smells like, what is that gum that's like hard and chalky and super retro? Double Bubble. It smells like that in like a roller disco. It's really,
Whoa.
Really great. And like, but the thing is, like, if you think about bubble gum, it's like, what is that flavor? You know, like what is that? It's just like, sweet
sugar,
but bubblegum itself is an accord, and in fragrances we'll get into this I'm sure down the line, but like an accord is a combination of notes to emulate a smell of something that you can't extract a scent from, if that makes any sense. And bubblegum as a flavor is sort of an accord as well, because it's made up of, there's a really heavy banana flavor in it, and there's usually like strawberry and pineapple, but then mint and sometimes cinnamon and clove all in one. And like,
that's wild. I've never thought of bubblegum as a note before.
Isn't that crazy? And like, Whoa. We've all just like grown up with it, and bubblegum just is what it is. But when you think about it, it's like, but wait, what is that? And I thought it was just
it's
corn
its
syrup.
Own flavor.
Yeah. But it's like this like really old school blend of just sweet things. Anyway, that's how I smell. And I like it. It's like bouncy and it's fun and exciting and young. And yeah, it's great. What do you smell like?
I smell like a rose oil. It's by Rosie Jane. I think it's just called Rosie. It's actually, it's a rose oil that we got in a swag bag when we went to a Sunday Riley event ages ago at House of Yes.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
I was there with you.
And
Sunday Riley goes off with the swag, by the way.
They do. And they just had like, they had a swag bag that had like a bunch of like wellness, like self-care stuff. Like,
didn't they have a vibrator in there too?
They had a vibrator in there.
Word. Shout out to them.
I think I lost the vibrator. but for whatever, I kept the perfume though. So that's my priorities.
I love that.
Yeah, and it's
is it clear? This,
yes, but it's super subtle. Like, I'm not a floral person, really. Same. I don't really care for florals. Mm. Like, I don't hate them. I'm just like, okay, you're a flower. What else?
Sure.
But it has this kind of very pillowy, soft warmth to it.
Yes.
That when it mixes with your body heat, maybe because it's a body oil, so it kind of melts better. But, like, I don't know, man. I smell like a rich teenage girl, but she's not the mean kind. She's really nice, and she overachieves, and she's friends with everyone. Mm-hmm. And she's probably the girl that I wanted to be when I was in school.
She's absolutely the girl I wanted to
be. But yeah, that's what I smell like.
That one is so nice because you're right. It does smell like a clean, white, fresh, warm set of sheets.
Yes,
it
does.
My voice is cracking in this mic.
That's a great,
it's lovely. It's like really, I don't know, I'm trying to say clean and like laundry, but without being like sterile.
Yeah. It's like laundry with a bit of like warmth and like skin. It's got some skin in it, you know?
Yes.
It's got some skin in the game.
It's not headachey either.
No.
I really like that. It's not for me, but for you.
Yeah. It's like a floral that the floral is actually like the supporting note.
Yeah.
Not in your face. So that's how I take my florals.
I like that.
Yeah. So I was very hesitant to call this a perfume podcast, even though I love alliterations. But to me, scents and smells are way bigger than what you can buy in a bottle. Because when I think of the most significant smells to me, it's not perfume. It's weird stuff like the way my mom's hair smells, her scalp, and like the way my closet smelled and the house I grew up in. And I don't know, like household smells, smells you grew up in, like experiential stuff. What are those weird trees that, like, drop smelly leaves?
You were asking the wrong girl.
There's a lot. Allie would know this. Damn it. Phone a friend. There's those, like, weird trees in the spring, and they drop these sticky leaves, and they always have this kind of nectary smell. Like, you know, stuff like that. Incidental smells, I suppose. Even, like, I mean, New York City is a very smelly city, so there's a lot of smell here. But
And you grew up here, right?
Well, I grew up outside of the city in the suburbs, so, like, 30 minutes outside of the city on Long Island.
Okay.
So close, not in it, close enough.
Close enough to
close
know.
Enough to smell it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Why do you love fragrance?
I don't know. but I always have. I do know that much. You know, fragrance to me is a way. I was thinking about this last night because I knew you were going to ask this because we talked about it. I don't know. I think fragrance is a really easy way to like romanticize the day to day. And I love that. It's, you know, it's an instant way to go somewhere else, whether it be a location or the past, or, you know, it's a super quick way to experience a feeling. It's like, it's its own secret language. You know what I mean? I think I'm a different person in the office than I am like out with my friends, obviously. Yeah, no, I know. But it's like, you know, I'm in like a button down and a blazer, but then like wearing a super bossy fragrance, you know what I mean? And just like letting the people like actually know what it is. Or if you're on a second date or whatever with someone that you think you're feeling, and you know, you're trying to play coy, but your fragrance is telling them, just fucking kiss me. You know what I mean? I think fragrance is a lot. I mean, not the biggest part of my day to day outfit, because that would probably be makeup if we're being honest, but it is something that I know don't ever leave the house without. And it's something that I put a lot of thought into, and it's fragrance is so much more of a feeling to me than it is a scent. You know what
totally.
I mean? It's also, you know, I think you and I both know, I don't know if this is common knowledge, but your sense of smell is a sense that is, what am I trying to say? Your sense of smell is the most closely tied to your memory.
Yes.
And I think that's also, that's a huge part of it too. I mean, I know what I just talked about is a lot of about like fine fragrances and perfumes and stuff, but it's also like, you know, a body wash that you used 10 years ago, or like you said, the way that your home smelled or your friend's home smelled, or this or that. I mean, scents are all around us. It's like when people are like, oh, I don't really like, you know, I'm not really interested in beauty. It's like, no, you don't wear makeup, but everything, everything is beauty. You know what I mean?
Truly.
Like,
the toothpaste you buy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're in it, bitch.
Exactly. You know, whether you like it or not. And that's exactly what I feel about fragrance. Every time a guy tells me, he's like, oh, I don't wear cologne. It's like, okay, well, congratulations. But like, you do. You know, what about
deodorant, soap,
yep, your know? Detergent,
yeah,
your hand soap, your dish soap, it's, you know, it's everywhere, and you do interact and experience it, whether or not you want to cop to it. Mm-hmm. But that's what we're here to do. So
very true. Yeah. I agree with everything you said. And thank I feel so like much. I was like, you took my answer. See, this is why we're starting a podcast, because we agree about these things.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's funny. I've always felt like you and I approach, not that we write about fragrance similarly, but our approach to it is very similar. And I've been told by a lot of beauty writers, like, oh, I don't know how to write about fragrance. And it's like, well, I do. And I think that you do too. And in saying that, it's like, well, there's a lot of shit that I don't know how to write about either. So you got me on that. But fragrance is something that I do know. And I've always felt like that kind of connection with you, that I always read what you write, period, but especially about fragrance, and it always resonates to me, and it always like pushes me to like be a better writer in fragrance and otherwise. Aww. But I think that there's no one else that I could do this with. You know what I mean? After having talked shit about people with podcasts for the last 5 years, when you were like, do you want to start a fragrance podcast? I was like, oh, absolutely.
I think there's like this intimidation factor with fragrance specifically. And maybe it's because it's the way it's disseminated to the public and to the consumer that like, people only see it in this very narrow mindset. But I think anyone can write about fragrance the same way anyone can write about makeup or skincare. It's just, it's difficult because, yeah, it's a smell. Like, how do you, you can't like show somebody, you can't take a photo of it and like swatch it.
Right.
But like, people don't think of fragrance in an experiential and emotional way. And it gets, yeah, it takes some digging. It takes a little bit of vulnerability.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, to be able to say, like, what a scent reminds you of or where it takes you. But that's, that I think is, like, so much more, like, resonant with people, because they're like, oh, okay, here is, you know, a bergamot and sandalwood and figs. Would those go together? Maybe. I don't know.
They do now.
Yeah. Here's a fig scent. It smells really fresh and it's great for summer. But then I'm like, what is that? Tell me about like the wearer. Those are theoretically all notes I like, but altogether, what does it come to?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no, absolutely. So I think like when you blast out the notes in a scent, some people are like, that doesn't tell me anything, and some people are like, that tells me everything I need to know. And I'm sort of like right in the middle, but it doesn't always mean the same thing.
No,
you know what I mean?
It's There's often not what I expect it's going to be.
Completely, completely. The new Bond number 9 Tribeca is exactly like that with me. It's really lovely, but it's not at all what I thought.
Really? Uh-huh. That happens to me a lot. If I read the notes of stuff, then I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And then I start to question, I'm like, what is violet?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it helps give context and like some sort of structure to at least how you are approaching. You know, it helps to know what you're smelling or to
try to. I feel like it's
to
help people point them in the direction of what they might like.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're like, oh, if you like this scent, like this other scent has similar notes, so here you go.
Yeah,
but
right.
It could be totally different.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So how did this come to be?
Our podcast?
Yeah.
I'll be honest. At this point, I don't exactly remember, but I do know that this has been in the works for a while. We were going to pop this off like in March. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had met with a podcast studio and everything was pretty set to go. Yeah. And then, you know, that whole pesky pandemic happened.
Yeah, surprise, bitch.
No one's like, go in a small room together.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, I think you texted me about this like last fall.
Probably.
I mean, honestly.
I texted it as a joke. I was like, wouldn't it be funny if there was like a perfume podcast called Smell You Later?
I think it wasn't even that. I think you asked me, like, do you want to start a fragrance podcast? I was like, no. But then, like, a week later, I was like, wait a minute.
Wait.
And then we just, like, kept thinking about it and, like, kept texting about it as a joke, but totally feeling it out. And then at some point, we were just like, let's just.
I often think of the names of things or, like, the captions of things before I think of, like, the content.
That's so funny because I can never name anything from like an article to a product to a shade. It's not so much shades, but article names. Like, how easy is that? Like, I just wrote 2,000 words and I can't fucking name the piece. Like, but it always. So, like,
I always think of names first and then I'm like, okay, but then, like,
now what?
But then, like, I have to do the thing and I'm like, oh, this is hard. So, basically, we dragged our feet for months. Also, again, pandemic. And then I was like, all right, if other people can make podcasts, I can do this too.
Oh my God. Yes. I don't even think it was a matter of like dragging our feet. I think it was like such a no-brainer at one point. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but
it makes sense for us. You know, if anything, I hope people listen to this after we make like much more informative
episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, episodes. And they'll be like, whoa, I totally learned something about scent or smells or perfume that I didn't know before.
Totally.
And like, think about them in a different way.
Exactly. That's, I mean, I scent is just so esoteric. Yes. And like we said, it's hard to know. I don't mean to say like it's hard for people to know where to start. It's hard for me to know where to start with with a fine fragrance, with anything. Like, why am I repelled by this certain hand soap? Or like, why does this scent want to make me get naked? Mm. You know, like, I don't know. It's not something that like we're taught to think about.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
We are not taught to think. It's like the one untrained thing.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I think, I mean, I'm happy to be here. I think it's going to be really exciting. We're going to have, I'm sure, some guests down the line. And yeah, we're just going to, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go into top three scents.
Okay.
In like a total high fidelity move. Like, top three scents, go.
Yes. Should we go like one after the other?
Yeah, yeah, let's
okay,
do that.
Okay, you start.
Fuck.
Or I can start.
Okay, you start.
Okay.
Oh my God, you thought about this.
Me?
I was like, let's see where the wind takes me.
Well, okay, so like this is me last week. Like on the first episode, let's talk about our top three scents. As that's not like the most obvious idea ever. But then I was like, I am the most indecisive person and I don't know what my top three would be. I know what my top two would be, but like when it came to that third, anyways, I have three.
Okay.
The first, my like, I think favorite scent of all time, and it has been since I smelled it like 5 or 6 years ago, is 1996 by Byredo.
Oh, you,
I mean,
do love that
I
one.
Do love that one. Yeah. So to me, I have the notes right here, but there are so many florals and so many scents, but like you don't smell them at all. And this is one of those. 1996 is super warm and very like soft leather suede and a lot of spices, like bourbon,
it's
moments
right up my alley.
It's so good. It's so warm and sexy and spicy, and I'm not really down with like seasoning a fragrance, not a chicken seasonal fragrance. But this is definitely a lovely fall winter fragrance. I remember the first
cozy.
Time I smelled it and I was like, oh, like it's over. It is just exquisite. And if we're going to go by notes, there's juniper at the top, iris and violet in the heart, patchouli, leather, and amber at the base. Hooray. It's so soft and like textural and gorgeous to me. It is exactly how I want to smell it for the rest of my life. Bury me in this fragrance. It is stunning. And also, I do want to note for like myself that iris and violet, I don't even know that I know what those smell like, but they show up in everything that I love. So I want to figure
iris
it out.
Iris is one of my favorite notes. Yeah. I love it because it smells like old lipstick to me.
Mm.
And I remember I was at actually a fragrance event. Gosh, what was the brand? It was the one where they had like yin and yang scents for everything.
That wasn't
Harmonist. The Harmonist.
Oh.
And so they had one of their perfumers kind of giving you a tour. And then I was like, oh, this one smells like lipstick. I really like it. And he was like, oh, you're smelling like the iris root or orris root. And he's like, yeah, they used to put that in old like powder makeup in like the early 20th century. And like, that's why most makeup from the 20th century smells like iris.
Huh.
It's just like the classic makeup scent.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Huh. I was like, I love it. Bury me in that.
There are a couple of lipstick scents too, right?
Yes.
There's Replica.
Yes.
And there's the one that Kara loves. Black Label.
Frick.
Red. Frederick Malle. Is that who said it?
Yeah.
Yep.
I haven't had a ton of experience with his scents.
Neither have I.
I don't know why. I just never walk into a department store and smell them, I guess.
I've only like seen them at Barney's and
yeah,
that's like
same.
A shit show.
Yeah. I get really intimidated about around fragrance counters because like, no, please don't fret over me.
Please
not
don't talk to me.
Anything.
Like, I'm good.
I'm poor. Like, sorry, I'm poor. Don't waste your time with me.
Honestly.
Just here to smell some stuff. Okay, my top fragrance in all... actually also Byredo fragrance.
Yes.
It's one of their extraits, their oils. So they do those like three limited edition oil scents. And this was from like 2017. They did a leather themed set. And my favorite was La Selle, which I think is supposed to mean like a saddle, like a leather saddle. Mm. And it's obviously like very leathery and suedey, but there's this sweet, musky warmth to it that on the skin is incredible. Mm. And as soon as I smelled it, I was like, I must have it.
Yeah.
I remember I walked into the store just to like smell it and there was nobody in there. It was like, I don't know, a random afternoon.
Thank God.
And I was just like chatting up the girl who worked there and she was super nice. And we'd met previously at a Byredo event, so she remembered me and I was like, oh cool. And I was like, you know what? Ring it up. This was, it was like right before I started working at Allure. So I was just like, I'm going to get myself a little good job gift.
Yeah.
And then she was, okay, it's $500. And I was like, wait, what? It's such a fancy store. They don't have price tags. And I thought it was the same, if not like a little bit more than the other scents, which I think are in the 200s, like 275, which is spargy. But I was like, you know what? I just got a new job. Yeah, let's do it. Then totally. I was like, whoa, backing up. Right. No one said anything about $500.
Yeah, that's scary.
And then she let me use her employee discount.
Word. That's so sweet. So nice. I love that.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I know. I still have the bottle. I'm still steadily going through it. And part of me just like wants to save it because I think they're never making it again. But they actually made a regular perfume version of it. It's a little bit different. It's called Cellier.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's basically the perfume version that's based on the original oil, but it's a little bit lighter.
Nice. They're good about taking a Byredo scent that people really love and then making it part of the core, because they did that with Bibliotheque. I know Arabelle loves that candle. And now it's a fragrance.
I didn't love Bibliotheque.
Really?
I liked it.
Okay. I think I like it a lot. It's like way fruitier than I thought it was going
to be. Yeah. There's like one sweet detergent-y note in it that kind of gets me.
Okay.
But on the fade down, I like it.
Okay.
But right out of the spritz, I'm like, ooh.
Okay.
But yeah, I got to wait on that one a bit.
Do you have a, since we both talked about Byredo just now, do you have a favorite perfumer? And if you do, is it Byredo?
Ooh. You know what? Actually, I think my favorite perfumer is D.S. and Durga.
Oh, I was going to say, it's between Byredo and D.S. and Durga. Yeah.
I think I like D.S. and Durga because they have range.
They're kooky.
They're kooky. Yeah. They do really stank fragrances that I love. Mm-hmm. And then they do really, you know, like the froofy stuff too.
Yeah.
So they got range.
There was always like a time and a place with D.S. and Durga. That's what I love about them.
Yes.
Like Byredo to me is a lot more sensual and like more about feeling, whereas D.S. and Durga is more about like time travel or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Am I swearing too much?
I think we're allowed.
Okay.
We just have to have like the little E next to it. And then it's fine. Like,
I would not have it any other way.
Children. What child is going to listen to a perfume podcast? Exactly. But okay. I mean, please do, children. What is your second top fragrance?
Okay. And this comes, I feel like I have to contextualize this one so much. One, this is not a joke. And two, this is not because I'm a stan. If you know me at all, you know it's coming.
I know.
My second is Cloud by Ariana Grande.
I knew it.
So Cloud by Ariana Grande, where do I start? So Cloud is her fifth fragrance.
Oh, wow.
I know. There was Ariana, there was Sweet Like Candy, there was Frankie, and then there was Moonlight, and then came Cloud. And all of her first four look like little, like, cute grenades.
Yeah.
And then Cloud is a very, it's Cloud.
It looks like a cloud.
And I got it because I love celebrity scents unabashedly, suck my dick, and I love Ariana Grande, obviously. But this one is like, really, 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 truly amazing. And it also won a Fragrance Foundation Award the same year I did.
Oh.
So suck on that. but it's sweet, but it's foggy and kind
foggy,
of like,
that's good.
It has like this electricity to
yes.
it. There's a note that shows up in enough in fragrance that we can reference it called ozone. And it just smells exactly like,
smells like the outside.
Yeah. It smells like air. It smells like, charged air.
Yeah.
And that's not listed as a note in this, but it's there and you can't ignore it. And that's what makes it so good. And at the top of Cloud, there are pear, lavender, and how do you say it? Bergamot. Literally just learned
bergamot.
That from you.
Bergamot.
Whatever. in the middle, there's praline, coconut, and whipped cream. At the bottom is wood and musk. And I think that wood and musk really pull up through the entire thing and just make it like, I really never smelled anything like it. And if I could compare it to one and now two things, it would be CK2, which I always wear when it rains, because that has a really interesting ozone note to it. And Greenwich from Bon Number 9. Shout out to Joelle for putting me onto that. Cloud is really, truly exquisite. And I've put a lot of people onto it. Like, I've put a lot of people onto Pixie Glow Tonic and Cloud by Ariana Grande, and I've heard no complaints. I remember I was at spin class with all my best friends when I lived in Madison, and the next day, my friend Hugh Banks texted me. He was like, Tynan, what was that scent you were wearing yesterday? And I was like, why? And he was like, oh, because I really liked it. And I was like, oh, it's Cloud by Ariana Grande. So I bought him his own bottle, and like, now it's kind of a joke. But it's just really fantastic. And I think that there is a lot of bullshit in celebrity fragrances, but not always. And I think this is one of the times where we got something really, really good out of it.
That is a good one.
It's fantastic.
It's one of those celebrity scents that people don't expect to be a celebrity scent,
mm-hmm.
which probably says more about them than about celebrity scents.
Totally. Totally. I mean, like,
yeah, I like how amorphous it is and right. mutable. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, fragrances are products.
Yes.
And like, celebrities are brands. And mm-hmm. there's nothing more or less, whatever you want to call it, like, authentic about a celebrity fragrance than there is a Bond No. 9 fragrance. It's like you're buying something.
True.
You know, there's no morality to fragrance. Have a little goddamn fun.
Have some fun.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be like, don't take it so seriously, because we are literally making a podcast about fragrances, but like,
I don't know if anyone would call this serious.
That's true.
You know what? Maybe we'll get more serious down the line. We'll see.
I have no plans on doing that.
Yeah, probably not. I'm not very good at it. Hasn't gotten me very far so far. My other favorite fragrance is DS & Durga's I Don't Know What. Mm. And it's made to be a fragrance enhancer, so you can like spritz it on top of any other scent. But I just like to wear it alone. It's so hard to describe because I never even looked at the notes or anything like that. I smelled it on an old coworker when I worked at Allure. I walked past Brennan Kilbane and he smelled amazing. And I stopped him in the corridor and I was like, "What are you wearing?" And he was like, "I don't know what." And I was like, "What?" It was like a who's on first joke.
Oh God.
And he's like, "No, that's the name of the scent by DS & Durga." And I was like, "Okay." And then I immediately emailed their PR. And I was like, "What is this? How can I get it? Totally. Send it to me."
Yeah.
And then it was mine. It has like this crisp sharpness to it, but in a weird way that like envelops you and it folds you into this, again, amorphous kind of musky skin scent. But it's not like that.
Don't say
it's
it.
Not powdery.
Okay.
It's not powder. I would not consider it powdery, but like it just has this crisp, like this unexpected crispness about it. I've tried it alone and I've tried it on other fragrances, and it just gives everything a little bit of an edge.
Mm.
But it truly, like, it's hard to detect on its own. It just smells like a human is like maybe not a human, maybe like an alien from a really clean planet.
I love that. I now I need to get my hands on that.
Yeah.
I like those fragrance enhancers and everything. I'm just so, I don't really believe in mixing fragrances like at all, but to the point of like, I don't even wear like a scented deodorant when I'm ever because I don't like scents. I mean, no one likes scents in their skincare, but like, I don't want anything on me but my fragrance. But now I'm intrigued.
Part of what I like about it is that it's so hard to describe.
Mm.
It doesn't read as a floral. It doesn't read as like a green. It doesn't read as a woodsy thing. But in a way, it is all of them. It's like this like omega fragrance.
Yeah, I love those scents that come together and they become more than the sum of their parts. You know what I mean? Like maybe you know it's in them, but you can't detect anything.
Yes.
And they make something completely new.
Yeah, which is why like when you're wearing it and then like mixed in with your skin chemistry, uh-huh. it just has this whole other dimension that you're like, what is that?
Yeah.
It doesn't smell like anything I've smelled before.
I love that. So my third is also a DS & Durga scent. It is Debaser.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, from 2015. I feel like it's one of their better known.
I got that one because of you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shout out to me. I don't know. I mean, I got this maybe at launch, not soon after, because I think it was 2015 when I got my hands on it. And just, man, I don't know. That's one of those things where I like, it's a scent that I can't ever separate from where I was when I got it and where I was. Maybe never mind, but
watching Tynan like short circuit.
There's smoke coming out my ears. I was on a boat with my friends and I was like, I don't know, like falling in love, and it was like July and I was drinking beer and I don't know, it's just like, it's great. It the scent itself is very like, there's like a pungent green part to it. It's like when you snap,
it's juicy.
Yeah,
it's
like when you snap a vine and it's like super tart.
Yeah,
it's like that, but then there's also like fig and coconut. I think coconut
I
milk
love
in
the
it.
Coconut
that's like a super like super smooth sweetness. It's not afraid of being sweet at all, but there's that like tang to it, and then it's just got this like earthiness at the bottom. I think there's patchouli in it. It just smells like, I don't know, like summer in a flyover state, like in maybe in the 70s. I don't know. I wasn't there. But, I mean, it is truly something that has just never gotten old. And it's just, like, exquisite. That's a fragrance that's truly, like, more of a feeling to me. And I don't know why. And I actually have the Hands Open Body Lotion, too. And, like, I'm just afraid to use that. Because I just like everything they do so much.
To me, that one is, like, chest hair, grass stains, and nectarine.
Really? Nectarine, yeah. I get, and grass stains, mm-hmm. I get. Yeah, for sure, for sure.
It's a little bit of chest hair.
It's
there.
Really, like, syrupy.
Yeah.
But, like, not, like, it's not cloyingly sweet
when
at all.
When it dries down,
yeah.
I'll smell a shirt that I sprayed it on the next day, and mm-hmm. be like, ooh, what is that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's what Debaser smells like mm-hmm. a day later. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Intermingling with my own BO.
Love that.
It's great. My third fragrance. Wow, I can speak. Favorite fragrance is, I would have to say, Bond number 9, New York Nights.
Mm.
That one, totally random. I was just in the store, again, just like smelling my way around a store I can't afford. And that one stood out to me. If you're familiar with Bond number 9, all of their bottles have the same kind of like star shape, but there's all different designs and illustrations on the bottles. And this one, it's a metallic cobalt blue, and it just has this kind of like cartoon nighttime skyscraper landscape. It's a little bit like cutesy, mm-hmm. but the scent inside is like, oof. I get what they mean when they named it New York Nights. It has this humidity to it where it's, again, there is like a sweet muskiness. I think I just really like musky fragrances.
Mm. I like humid fragrances a lot. I think that's so
cool.
It's
like humid and musky and powdery for sure, but in like a watery way. Like, it's not like that like heavy powdery that kind of tickles your nose hairs. It's got this like watery kind of vibe to it that it's just like this like watercolor fragrance to me.
Ooh.
And every time I wear it, also like Bond number 9, like their fragrances have range. Mm. The sillage on that is insane because anytime I wear it, like people stop me and they're like, what is that?
Yeah.
But yeah, like that's one of those fragrances that like is like the head turning fragrance in such a, like to me, such a subtle way. Like it's not like, you know, the ones when someone's like, oh, like that's giving me a headache. But like, I feel like it stays with you and it really stays on my clothes to me, like in a romantic way.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I love something that sticks around.
Yes. When I was little, I remember looking up to the teenage girls in my town and they would douse themselves in like Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Yep.
And like, to me, I'm like, wow, that's what it's like to be grown up. Like, that's the smell of grown up girls. And now I'm like, that's more really just like the smell of slutty babysitters. But like,
which is also like very much my vibe now more than ever.
Absolutely. In a weird way, I'm like, when I smell that type of smell that has such a cloud around a person, I just think of happy teenage girls who just are so carefree. And I don't know, they're just like so hyped on like being young and beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm like, I too wish to be young and beautiful. I must have a cloud of scent around me.
I feel like you are much more well-read with Bond number 9 than I am because their collection is just so expansive.
It's huge.
I have people in my DMs like quite a bit being like, I like Bond number 9, but I think, but I don't know where to start. And it's, well, I don't either. I mean, with many brands, I can give you a jump off. I can't with them at all. They just do everything.
They do everything. I feel like they have like collections upon collections upon collections.
Oh, totally, totally.
You just have to go to the store. If they have one where you live, you just have to go to the store, spend like 30 minutes there sniffing everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the scent that they put out, I think, in the fall called Fidye, named after the financial district in New York City?
I heard of it.
My God. The bottle's just black and all it says, the only graphic on it is Fidye in big silver letters. Wow. And it's like, what inspires you about the financial district? Like, why would I want
to
smell
like... They're just covering everything, man.
Honestly, like every little nook and cranny of New York City. Yeah. Like if you want to smell like a guy who's definitely going to cheat on you, like Fidye by Bond number 9. Like, oh, I would rather not. There's nothing romantic about
that.
Wait,
now I have to smell... I want to know what that smells like.
I do too, but like, I can't like email the brand and be like, hey, can you like tell me about this fragrance that I'm definitely going to talk shit about?
They'll send you like a little comp.
Yeah, true. I mean, shout out to them. I really like them. But
they also make some lipsticks I really love.
Oh, you do love those lipsticks, right? And those are like within the year that they came out.
Yeah.
Holiday 2019.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
They did their collection of reds and a collection of nudes. And lipsticks are super fancy. And as a thank you for doing the exclusive when I was at Allure, they were like, pick a fragrance. And I was like, what? Yeah. Me?
Flex.
Yeah.
I love
hella
that.
Hella flex. So.
You know what? DS and Durga, I really want to get my hands on. Mm. El Cosmico.
Ooh.
It's so good. It just smells like space and like summer nights and galaxies. It's so good. I think all of their through line to me is a hot, humid summer night in a bunch of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think of like an 80s movie.
Yep. Yep. I totally feel that.
Like any scene in an 80s movie, there's a Yes and Yoga scent for it.
For sure. I like that.
Okay. So this has been.
Oh, shit.
Our inaugural episode. It's a little taste of what's to come.
I know.
On Smell You Later. Do we have any signing off words?
Yeah. We hope you guys like it. If you don't, I am incapable of taking constructive criticism. So keep that to yourself.
Yes, please do.
I'm kidding. Never. Follow us on Instagram. Handle is at smellylater.mp3.
Yep.
Thank you, Sable, for that iconic name. And I mean, follow us on Instagram if you want. And socials. I am Tynan Buck everywhere.
And I am Sable Tooth Tigra everywhere. And that is it.
Love
for
you,
episode one. Smell you later.
Oh, that's so good.
1 instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.